The purpose of a book is to store information. To this end, the author can make use of symbols, but also pictures, photographs, drawings, music, and mathematical formulae. A book can either be written by hand or printed. It can also be a computer printout or a disc. When it comes to a book's physical appearance and shape, we are confronted by widely different facts and concepts. Broadly speaking, the shape of the book is greatly influenced by the material used for its production. The reason a particular material is chosen at a particular time, in a particular place, depends largely on geographical availability and the state of technological development. Some materials, such as wood, leaves, or tree bark, seem to suggest themselves. Being freely available in most parts of the world and needing only a minimum of treatment to turn them into books. In this way, bamboo seemed the obvious choice for China. Palm leaves for India and Southeast Asia. Clay bricks for Mesopotamia. And papyrus for Egypt. As long as the plant grew plentifully in the Nile Valley. Not only did cultural traditions influence the choice of material, but they also often influenced the type of book chosen by a particular group. Much may have been written on simple leaves, which are destroyed quickly in poor climate conditions. Indian palm leaf manuscripts, for example, are easily prey to insects and the damp monsoon weather. Even papyrus, a fairly strong material, does not survive well in European weather conditions. The majority of early Greek examples still existing have been found in Egypt, where the dry climate protected them from destruction. Nowadays, most Western people associate the term book with the codex, a collection of folded pieces of paper covered with print on both sides and held together. Yet this style gained popularity only after 400 AD. Effectively, paper was not used in Europe before the 14th century, and European printing did not start before the middle of the 15th. Modern technology has added a further, and in some cases, totally different dimension to the book. A totally new element has been introduced, with the creation of talking books. Libraries have held some recordings in collections since the invention of the Edison cylinder in 1877. Technological improvements have added discs, magnetic sound, and videotape as well as compact disc formats. But the talking book, which allows us to listen to novels, poetry, historical and other educational and informative material, falls into a quite different category. It does, in fact, for the first time, introduce elements which could end the age of traditional written books.